One, two, three, four. Get your friends about the group chat.
Group chat, group chat. When your password's in the air, air, air. The devil, he don't like it. Stomp that devil, stomp that devil. Oh, well, oh, well.
What it do, y'all? We've made it to the final episode of season one. If you don't already know, I am Tanzania Black.
And I am Shavana Marie.
And this is Get Out of the Group Chat podcast, yes, where we bring you everything friendship. We want to see the people grow. We want you to see, we want to see you be a good friend. Yes. We want to see you with some good friends. And we want to see you in a group of friends because you don't need just one.
Yeah.
You don't need just one. You need a group of friends.
Group of friends. So,
yeah, so we're excited. In our last episode, we've come a long way. Thank you to everyone who's watched every episode. If you watched one, we appreciate the likes, the comments, the support. It means the world to us that you guys would show up for us in just a major, major way.
Yeah.
We are excited that we were able to help some people, give some great tips. We've had some amazing guests this season. So many great friends, great advice. Whether you are married, single, trying to get into a group chat, trying to get healed from one, whatever it looks
like.
And
that brings us to our topic.
Brings it to our topic.
If you had to get out of a group chat, like literally, you probably had to get out of several group chats this season. So
Some of you realize that, hey, my friends are a little toxic.
Yeah.
The people I'm connected to really don't mean me well, and they don't like me. And that's sad.
Yeah.
And so it's unfortunate that that's your experience, but I'm also excited for you that you now get an opportunity to meet some new friends you know.
Take what you learned from Get Out of the Group Chat, you know, and make some new friends.
Absolutely. So, Shay, have you ever had to leave a group chat?
Yeah. As I talked previously, I think I already said it on one episode. It's pretty much I just stopped talking in it. Pretty much get my little way off. Ease my little way out.
I'm a little bit more dramatic than you.
Yeah. Oh, please tell them. How do you leave?
I leave group chats with my group chat. And I'll be in there because, you know, sometimes Apple don't be working right. So I'll be like, Tanzania is leaving the group chat.
Now that's
I don't want to talk to you anymore. And I need you to know that I am leaving the group chat.
And guess what I do? I add her back in.
Leave me alone. Now I'm muting it. And I'm deleting the entire thread because I'm upset. Why are you not? That's the thing about a group chat. One thing we haven't talked about is the fact that people don't be responding in the group chat.
Okay, yeah.
Respond to the people. I get it. By the time you get off work, there's 100 comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
But go back. It's probably a good story. It's probably more entertaining than your Instagram thread. Go back and look at the group chat and see what we didn't say in there. Right. Okay.
So when do you really think it's time to delete that group chat?
When you ain't getting no response. And in real life, when is it time to leave a friend group is when you're exerting a certain amount of energy and you're not receiving it back. People aren't showing up for you in the same way you showed up for them. And then maybe, you know, sometimes it's just God is letting you know, hey, it's time to kind of move on.
So is it after you guys have talked and everything? Because some people, like I said, our society has cut them off real quick. But like, what steps should you take before you just delete it now?
I think it depends. Because sometimes you ain't even got to have a conversation.
Really?
It was already declined. So, it was already declined anyway. They weren't already talking to you. So why do I have to make a grand exit and a speech to go along with it, embarrassing myself and the people
I think that's how mine were. They weren't communicating anyways.
So it's nothing's changed.
So that's why I just was like, I guess I'll ease myself.
I'm just aware that I'm no longer in the group chat.
Yeah.
And they probably were already aware, but now I'm aware.
Right, because they probably got their own little group chat too. You know what I mean? So it was just like,
Yeah, Shay, are you trying to?
No, I'm just saying.
In general,
you know what I mean? They probably already got their own little group chat. So, you know, you just ease your way out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's okay. I think it's okay to delete a group chat.
Definitely.
Because you could always recreate a new one.
Yes.
Even if it's with the same people. Because, you know, I got 20,000 group chats with same group of people. And it is okay. Delete one. Here comes another.
So that brings me to my next question. Like, how do you feel about, like, in person versus, like, the texting part? Like,
you mean, like, how do I like my friendships? Do I want it to be through text message or
would you accept just them texting you? Or do you need that person-to-person connection?
I don't know. This is something about my 30s. I have always been one to respond to text messages, but it's like becoming hard. I don't even know why it's hard. Like, I will see a message, and if it's like a one that I have to think through the answer or find something out, I would just like look at it and just leave it open so I can go back to it later.
Oh, yeah, that's
to me, it's much easier to just like, we in person, it's just easy. You just flow, you kind of just
go. So you like the in person?
It's just, I can't remember. I don't know. And it depends. Like, are we having a serious conversation? Is it about laughing and hee hee? Like, what is it specifically?
If it was a serious conversation, would you do it through text? If you had to,
I think probably should I?
Really? That's what I'm saying. And should I? A lot of people do that through text, and stuff gets like.
I agree, but sometimes it just feels so much safer to do a text message. To do it through a text message.
Why?
What's it's less scary, you know, because then you have control, so I can control my words. And my emotions through a text message, but we get on the phone, words start flying, it gets harder to kind of take back stuff that you said.
But okay, then you need to be in person then, I feel like.
Because no, I'm saying in person, that's where it's scary because you can say some stuff you don't mean.
Oh, okay. So whereas, you're thinking the text message give you time to like think on it and
ponder? It's supposed to, which is why I always think it's wild when people say crazy stuff through the text message straight. You meant that.
Yeah.
You typed it, read it, and sent it. You meant that. For me, it's much easier to do through a text message, but I think it's healthier for sure to do it. I think it's healthier to do it in person so that you can hear the tone, read the tone, know that this is what this person is saying. You get an opportunity to ask for explanation. But if somebody says, I just feel like you've been real mean to me lately, you're going to read it like I said it. Well, somebody could have just been saying, I just feel like you've been really mean to me lately.
So that's why I think.
So I think it's healthier, but I'm just saying it's not always the easiest.
So then how is your friendships or relationships in person then? Like,
you mean the conversations I have in person?
Yeah, like.
How well do I do at them?
Yeah. So are you kind of bad with it then?
I ain't saying I'm bad. I'm telling you my preference. My preference is the text message. In person, it just be like, oh, let's get this over with, buddy.
So do you not like the conflict in person then?
I don't like the awkwardness. I don't like conflict, honestly, but I don't like being in conflict with people that I love. And I'm going to talk through the conflict because I know that it's necessary to get where we need to go. But that don't mean I like it. That don't mean I want to do it. I'm out here like, pick a conflict with me. That's not my goal at all. But I will do the in-person because I know that it's better.
I think I'm more in-person. I need to see you. I need to know what the vibe is. I'm a vibe person. And if I'm not feeling the vibe...
So when is the last time you did it in person? I'm curious. When you been in person, ma'am?
Well, I mean, not per se in person with like going specific, but just like where I'm out and about and we're at the same spot and there's a vibe to you and we're supposed to be friends, but
so you'll, a vibe. If you're in that space, you'll say, yo, what's your problem?
No, I won't. No. I'm saying I won't. Like, I'm not going to do the conflict part. I'm not. Like,
oh, okay.
I just know the vibe. And
so you're not going to do the conflict at all? Not in text message or in person?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. So why not?
But if somebody bring it to me, yes, I will.
So you prefer them bring it to you in person through a text message?
Not saying I don't care, but I am a I don't care type of person in a sense.
Nonchalant.
I just can read. Like, I know the energy you're giving me. And if it ain't given.
You going to wait till the energy go away or something?
No, I don't care, I guess.
You don't.
I have a don't care kind of.
So why do you have that don't care attitude?
I think I said it in a previous episode. I don't like rejection, or I don't like.
So the truth is, you do care. You just are putting up that guard, so you don't have to feel feel what comes with that.
I guess I never really seen if I cared for real.
Because you put up the wall.
I mean, it could be.
You put up the I don't care wall.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a safeguard.
Yeah.
Do you suggest that for others?
Oh, no.
Okay. So is it something you're working through in counseling? Something you're going to probably submit to counseling?
Yeah.
Because friend, I feel like you're going to feel so much better when you're able to open up in that way with people and be transparent.
You might be right.
Because this is the thing. Friendship hurts.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. There will be conflict. So what?
You was getting
irritated with me yesterday. Yeah. I just was like, I don't care.
But what if you don't really care too much to really put energy towards that?
You do care, though. You've trained your mind to tell you that you don't care. So now your language is, I don't care. But you don't care because you're not focusing any energy or any thoughts towards it, any emotion towards it. So it's just like, that's just an area and I don't care about it. You don't care because you ain't applying no energy there. Mm. And then it says this, do you care about the people? The person?
I mean, I love the people.
You love the person.
Yeah, the person.
But do you care about the issue that matters to them?
Mm-mm. Like, are you talking about the issue that we're having?
The issue. Oh. So if somebody has an issue with you, do you care about the fact that this is bothering them?
Yeah, I would care. But not to bring it up to them, though, I guess.
But the Bible says if your brother has offense with you, go to them.
You're right.
God be setting us up for the reject.
I mean, for real. And I guess, like you said, I don't want the reject part, I guess. Yeah. So
breaking down that pride.
Breaking it. It breaks.
2024 is the year of broken pride. God is breaking it. He was breaking it in a dab in 2023, but he might complete the work in 2024.
He's going to complete the work in me, you know? But yeah, so I just need to work on that part, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, well, then here's a good opportunity, Shay. You know, you're on the podcast with one of your friends. Let's practice.
Okay.
So, for instance, mm-hmm. or not for instance, give me this. What's an expectation that you have of me or something you have in friendship that, of course, would pertain to me that you've never expressed that you could express right now?
An expectation would probably be...
Like, I know I'm already an amazing friend, so it might be hard to, like, you know.
I can't even say, because I told you showing up and you show up, so.
What about, an expectation would be something like, I need you to process faster, or I need you to be patient, or I need you to
stop calling me at 7:00 in the morning when I'm trying to sleep.
I can't meet that expectation. I can't meet it. I'm so sorry. Until we get all these projects out that God has called us to do, you will get those 7 a.m. phone calls.
She's really a great friend, guys. You probably need a Tan in your life. I'm going to give her a little flowers. It's the last episode. But no, she's amazing.
But there's something I can, what's something that you need?
Accountability, probably, I would say.
Accountability in what area?
Just in the aspect of how I will lay my purpose down.
So you want me to keep you more accountable?
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks. She is asking for accountability. Okay. So accountability as far as purpose and the things God has called you to do. Yeah. So you want to be what does that look like on a weekly basis? Because I want to meet the goals. You know, I got on my husband's nerves about this. I'm like, specifically,
Once a week,
you want to be reminded to see
what I'm doing towards my goals.
Okay. See? How does that feel to express that
expectation? It felt pretty good. A little relief. It was hard a little bit,
why was it hard? What you thought I was going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I knew you was going to do it regardless. I mean, you're my friend, so I mean. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. What about me? What do you need?
I need you to be on time.
Ooh.
I need you to be on time. When you're not on time, you are working against two of my triggers. Not being on time and impatience.
Ooh.
Anybody here? You heard it.
Yeah.
She
might need to work on that impatientness. I'm just going to say. You know?
He got it. What I tell you, when he brought Shay in my life, he moved. He put a little turtle. Woman of God. Take 50 minutes to do one thing. She moves so slow.
I mean, I'll work on that.
What does that look like for you to work on it? So let's get some clear...
I mean, technically, we had a time today. I was only a minute behind the time.
I just want our producer to put up the actual time it took.
But I'm just saying, you know. But no, I'm getting better. I will get better for your sake, man.
I appreciate you, Shay. Yes, yes. Well, Shay is also an amazing friend. She is a supporter to the highest capacity. You need a Shay in your life. She's there for a laugh. And that type of joy that brings you peace when you're going through just very difficult times. So I appreciate you, Shavonna Lewis.
Thank you. So I got another question, though, for you.
question! She's always asking questions!
Do you feel like it's awkward when a bunch of your friends are together and everybody's on their phone?
That was random, but I'm not going to say it's awkward. Because I'm probably a part of the people that's on my phone, too.
See, I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong. I don't know if I would say it's wrong. I think it's unhealthy because right. we don't have unlimited amount of time exactly. with people. So I think when you're in a space with those friends, you need to be in a space right. with those friends.
Right.
I had a moment the other day where I was without my phone mm-hmm. for an hour and I was just like, wow.
Were you around?
I forgot we used to do this back in 1999.
So you was with friends?
Yeah, I was okay. with two friends. I think I was maybe with you and Kiera. And I was just like, wow, we've been talking for an hour and I ain't looked at Instagram. Mm. I ain't swiped through Facebook. I ain't checked my email.
You know what? Yeah, it's been like that for the last week or so for me because just, I've been with you guys. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So back you wait.
With the homies.
Oh, so you've been away from your phone more?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah. we take yeah. away your social media time.
Exactly. Yeah, I got time.
So you said you felt like it was wrong.
Yeah, because I'm just like, these people done came, they took away their time of the day to sit in your presence, and all you're doing is being on your phone.
Yeah.
That's a little selfish to me.
The cell phone is whack, like crack.
Oh my gosh. But no, so yeah.
Yeah, so definitely, when you're with people, put the cell phones away, okay? If you need to delete some group chats, if you need to add some new ones,
yeah.
we advise you to do so. So that is it for our topic, but let's go ahead and get into our crazy best friend story.
All right. So this is the story. My best friend moved out of state for college. She came back to visit, but told me she was too busy for anything but family. A month later, a mutual friend asked why I wasn't at the party she threw. Every single other person in our friend group was invited. Still not sure why I wasn't. Oh, well, she farted a lot anyways.
Not sure what the fart has to do with anything. Not sure. So I think, and maybe we can hit on this next season, I really think people need to start, in a way, labeling their friends.
Mm.
Because in that, she's calling that girl her best friend.
Mm.
So either one of two things. Either they're not best friends or... Like, they're not best friends. They're probably just friends or associates.
Yeah.
Or y'all got some beef. And how you don't know you beefing with your best yeah. friend? Like,
yeah.
there's just no way someone... I mean, there is a way because crazy stuff is, like, can happen. But the truth is, she's probably not your best yeah. friend. But maybe it is weird. You're part of the group chat because somebody else asked, why weren't you there, right?
So...
What happened in y'all friendship and that you're not sharing in this?
Right.
Are you, like, just telling the... What the other person did and not being honest about
right.
what you apply, you knew why you wasn't invited.
Right.
Or
they're not like, maybe she's her best friend, but she don't receive that back. You know what I mean? Like the girl who went to college, she's probably like, I got another best friend, you know?
Yeah.
And you stuck in that, you know, old best friend, you know?
I mean, even the original statement, hey, I can't hang out because I'm busy with X, Y, and Z.
Right.
If that's your, like, that actually was the first red flag.
Right. Yeah.
You mean to tell me all you're going to do is be with your family the whole time you back home?
Yeah, that sounds a little... Get out that group chat, man. If you watch
yeah. it was already a little
leave
suspect.
Leave best friend alone.
Best friend ain't your best friend.
Best friend might be associate.
Best friend probably not an associate because she had a party.
Show right. You're right.
She had right. a whole party.
Right. Best friend is old friend now. Call her old friend.
Old friend is ex-friend.
Yes. Yes. There we go. There we
She's
go.
She's my EF. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys. That is a wrap on season one of Get Out of the Group Chat. I am so incredibly thankful.
Yes.
That y'all have joined us on this journey. Yes. We can't wait for season two.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be good, y'all. We got some really, really amazing people
yes.
coming to the podcast to just share some good information. And we're ready to just take it up a notch.
Yes, yes.
A whole notch.
So keep liking, subscribing. Please share. Share all episodes.
Absolutely.
We love you guys. And that's a wrap on Get Out the Group Chat.
Peace. That is like her favorite thing to do.
It is. And I love it.
It's the millennial fingers for me.